Hello, you're listening to Collision Chat. I'm your host, Daniel. This is your AEW All In Preview Show. I'm going to start by running down all the matches that we've got. Now, you're going to be thinking, yeah, dream match. What dream match have we got? Not really many. But anyway, let's get into it. So basically, main event, we've got MJF versus Adam Cole for the AEW title. Well built. Not the theme of the show, but this, I'll admit, has been well built. We've got the Young Bucks versus FTR tag team titles. That should be a great match, to be fair. CM Punk versus Samoa Joe. I bet for the last year when everyone was like, oh, CM Punk, when he comes back to AEW, what big matches can he have? What big feuds can he have that he didn't have? Do you know what I mean? There's Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, The Elite. Maybe if they don't want to do that because, like, The Elite are little bitches, maybe we could have Punk versus Ospreay at Wembley. Do you know what I mean? I maybe even would have took Punk versus Jericho. Maybe not. But yeah, we could have had some big, big matches. And instead, what have we got? We've got CM Punk versus Samoa Joe. Yeah, exactly. CM Punk versus Samoa Joe. Sure, it'll be a very good match. They've had probably their greatest feud. Both men's greatest feud in their careers. Maybe Punk, you'd go with John Cena. But definitely Joe's best feud of his career was with CM Punk in the year 2004. We're in 2023. We've got Kenny Omega. What big singles match do we have for Kenny Omega? The Will Ospreay match they teased. Do we have that? That's what they said. But what have we got? We've got Kenny Omega in a trios match. Yeah, that's right. Kenny Omega in a fucking trios match, teaming up with Kota Ibushi, Hangman Page versus Jay White, Juice Robinson and Takeshita. Now, I'll be honest with you, you've been reading some of my thoughts on Twitter. I've been shitting all over this card. But next, we've had two matches added to the card. I've not yet watched Dynamite because, quite frankly, I'm not the thing that I've been wanting to do the last few weeks. On the build to Wembley, the biggest show of all time. I should be chomping at the bit, potentially even staying up to watch these build-up shows. And what have I been doing? I can't even be asked watching half of them. But I've not watched Dynamite yet, and they have added two matches. Now, this match I was saying weeks ago, I'm sure, on the last podcast that you listened to, I was saying add Hook versus Jungle Boy. Two guys in the 20s, two guys that have been, you know, been pushed, would you say, for years. They're both over with the crowd. Some people might not like the heel Jungle Boy. But, hey, I said, shove this on in their opener. In 5 years, who knows where both guys can be. It's been added to the pre-show. I don't know why it's on the pre-show, but hey, do you know what I mean? I'll just take it to be happening at this point. We've got Hook versus Jungle Boy on the pre-show. Next, a match that's been, we had Double or Nothing, I think they had the match, didn't they? They had a match on Collision where the Acclaim just came up short. I'm so glad because we've got one of the most overacts in the company added to the card. Thank God for that. We've got the Acclaimed with Billy Gunn versus House of Black for the Trios titles. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to complain about this. Buzzing with this match has been added. And these two matches, I think, have sort of added, they've sort of rounded up the show. We've got Sting teaming up with Darby Allin to take on Fox and Swerve. But, I don't know, one of my mates said this has been changed to an 8-man tag. I'm not sure how that's going to work. They've added Luchasaurus and Brian Cage. Sounds bollocks to me. But we'll see. We've got the women's four-way, the deep tradition in AEW of women's four-ways. Let's all name those classic four-way matches AEW have done. Can't think of any. We've got Britt Baker versus Paige versus Hikaru Shida versus Toni Storm. Now, we know that Toni Khan, not only can he not book the men's division these days properly, he can't book the women's division. He never has been able to. So it was always going to be a four-way match. And to be honest with you, you really wanted Jamie Hayter in a big-time match on this card. Obviously, due to injuries, we can't get that. So, do you know what? Let's just shove your four biggest stars into a match. At least the stars are facing each other in this match. So, yeah. And we've also got Stadium Stampede. No, we don't get the Moxley versus Eddie Kingston match. We don't get the Eddie Kingston versus Claudio singles match. We get Stadium Stampede. I actually don't have a problem with them doing Stadium Stampede, believe it or not. So I'm not going to completely shit on this card. The two matches added are matches that I think needed to happen. We'll go through the predictions later on in the show. As I say, we'll get into my plans for the weekend. So in the UK, basically, the trains have been a shit show for the last few years, and they've decided to strike with it being bank holiday weekend. So yeah, So basically, that's thrown a spanner in our works. So me and Neil are going down on Saturday. We live about 4 hours, 4.5 hours drive away from London. Basically, he's going to drive down, so I've got to drive my work van across to Bradford/Leeds. Sorry, Neil. Sorry, I just necked a coffee. For revealing where you live, but I'm sure you can tell by the accent. So yeah, I'm driving across to Bradford about 6 a.m. Saturday morning, and we are leaving here's about 7:30, hoping to get to London for about midday, watch Bournemouth versus Tottenham, see how our teams go on. It's Preston versus Swansea, and I think Leeds are playing top of the table, Ipswich. So yeah, we'll probably find a bar, watch that, then we're going to watch the big Rev Pro show. Rev Pro, go and check Rev Pro out. I watched their Epic Encounter show, where they did a great job building up their big show at the Copper Box on Saturday night, where we get to see Shingo versus Will Ospreay. A big, big Will Ospreay match. Will Ospreay's had classic matches with Shingo. So what have Rev Pro done? They've gone, you know what? Let's fucking book it at one of our... Let's be honest, this is Rev Pro's biggest show ever. So they've got their best wrestler in Will Ospreay to face someone who's got classic matches with on their biggest show. Tony Khan, maybe you could have done the same, but hey. We've got Shingo versus Ospreay. We've got Michael Oku defending against Trent Seven. We've got other matches on the card that have been well built. Even is it Leon Slater versus Dan Maloney? I'm just naming these off the top of my head. So I've watched one Rev Pro show and I can name the three big matches. There's other matches on the show. Zack Sabre is in a match. I can't think of who he's facing. Now Zack Sabre. Who's he facing? He's in a singles match. Anyway, so Zack Sabre's in a singles match. We have got Shibata on the show in a tag team match. We've got Ishii versus Luke Jacobs. Singles match. Your biggest stars are in singles matches on your biggest show. I'm really excited for the show. The Copper Box is a great venue. So, yeah. Anyone who's not got a ticket, who's going down to Wembley. I mean, I think they've sold like 3,000 for the show, which is it's good. But I actually thought they would have sold more. Because I thought people would be in the air and think, you know what? We're not going to get to see Will Ospreay in a big singles match at All In. Fuck it. We'll go to the Copper Box and watch Rev Pro. And you will see, from top to bottom, a very good wrestling show. It's a great venue. It's near West Ham's Olympic Stadium. So, yeah. Go and watch the show. And we went the other year to go and watch a New Japan show there. I think that was main evented with Okada versus Suzuki, and that was a great show. So yeah, go and check Rev Pro out. Go and check out their show at the Copper Box. I think it's their 11th anniversary. Yeah, should be a great show. I think Shingo Ospreay on paper is probably going to be the best actual wrestling match of the weekend. We'll see if that prediction comes true when we review the show. Well, we're not really reviewing the show, when we go over All In and Rev Pro. And basically, I'm just going to tell you the tale of my weekend when we do the podcast next week. We might even do a quick preview of All Out. Yeah, All Out the week after. Yeah, fuck Chicago. But yeah, so anyway, that's what we're doing then. Sunday, we're going to see a live podcast. Then we are going to Wembley Stadium. Wembley, the most famous stadium in the world, where Jeff Hurst and Jermaine Beckford got their legendary hat-tricks. Queen played at Live Aid. We've had World Cup finals, Euro Championship finals, LDV Vans Trophy finals. This stadium has seen it all. But the Americans just don't seem to get how iconic this stadium is. For me, it's the most famous stadium in the world, yeah? It is an incredible stadium. Some of the greatest sporting events, music events have happened at this stadium. This will be the biggest show AEW will do in front of probably what will be probably more than 85,000 people. But people are like, yeah, that's a good little show. That's a good little show. What they needed to do for this show was get their biggest five stars, yeah? What would you say? Punk, Moxley, Omega, Hangman, MJF. Yeah, months ago this show got announced. You could have put those five down and said, you know what, we're going to put our five biggest stars in singles matches against the five biggest opponents they could have. What have we got? We've got Omega, Kenny Omega in a throwaway six-man, yeah? A trios match, which I'm sure will be great, yeah? We're not saying this will be a great match, but in a week's time, in 2 weeks' time, will anybody look back at this match with any like, do you know what I mean? Is it going to matter long-term in the company? No, it isn't. It just isn't, yeah? The building this match, the saving probably the singles matches for All Out, are they? They're going to be doing what I'm assuming, Omega against Takeshita. You can even possibly build, do you know what I mean, Ibushi against Jay White. They had a classic Wrestle Kingdom match. Maybe they'll do Hangman against Jay White. They've had great matches in the past in New Japan, yeah? So this trios match, Kenny Omega, who I'm probably is like the face of the company, or he should be at least, yeah? He is your best wrestler, and he's in a six-man. Hangman Page, yeah? He is probably one of your biggest stars. He should be. He's held the title. He's in a throwaway singles match. Ibushi, if you're a regular watcher of AEW, you're thinking, who the fuck's Ibushi? Do you know what I mean? Unless you're watching New Japan, which some will, but your average TV viewer probably isn't, yeah? We've not been told why these two are in matches unless they did it on Dynamite on the Go Home show. But I think my biggest gripe with this card is this six-man tag. It is going to be a very good match, yeah? But it would just... The way it was thrown together was fucking pathetic. Do you know what I mean? We've just 2 weeks to go. Oh, what should we do with our biggest stars? We'll just throw them in a six-man tag. It's lazy booking. And the one thing I'm going to get from this Wembley card, Jay, is I feel like Tony Khan's kicking and screamed his way into having some of these matches. I mean, the original plan was what? The Young Bucks against the Dark Order. This, no, make no mistake about it, this Young Bucks versus FTR match is basically saving the show. I know all this stuff with Cash Wheeler and his gun or whatever. Well, just fucking don't get me started on that. Why are guns legal in America? Fucking weirdos. But, like, this match, yeah, it's the one... It's, do you know what I mean? It's the biggest tag team match you could have put on, yeah? That's why it's on the show. And the fact that Tony Khan wasn't originally going to do this is worrying. Yeah, I'm glad that he changed course. But it's just the lack of organisation. CM Punk, yeah, is your highest paid star, I'm assuming, yeah? Why is he facing Samoa Joe? Yeah, he should be... This is Wembley, right? He should be facing... Fuck yeah. He should be... At the very least, it should be against Moxley, yeah? It should be Kenny Omega versus CM Punk, yeah? The problem is with wrestling companies, yeah? We've had this problem with WWE over the years where they'll sell 60, 70,000 tickets, so they don't have to put their biggest card on. But when AEW started, we were told by Tony Khan, we're going to be different. We're not going to do everything WWE's done. It's just madness to me. Like, this pay-per-view, yeah, on paper, would be a good double or nothing. It'd be a good all-out, okay? Yeah? Right? But this is... Oh, I can't... It's like people just don't understand, right? For double or nothing... are all out, yeah? You two other biggest pay-per-views, whatever, right? They get 10,000 people in the building. 10,000 at a little arena, yeah? Not a world-famous stadium. In a little arena, they get 10,000 people, okay? They couldn't even sell out for double or nothing. There is 80,000 plus people in the most famous stadium in the world. What do Americans not understand about this? Is all the Brits are complaining about the card. Don't get me wrong, we do love to complain, yeah. But Jericho, what is Jericho doing? Jericho's 52, whatever he is, yeah. What is he doing in a bit facing Will Ospreay? I'm sorry, but people disagree. The plan was clearly Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay. Because on Dynamite, the night after Forbidden Door, they aired a promo recapping the Forbidden Door match, okay? Yeah? And Will Ospreay, in this thing, goes, when we have the third match, and I just know the place where this can take place, yeah. He's clearly hinting at Wembley. People say in Wrestle Kingdom, why would he do that? They've already had a match at Wrestle Kingdom, and Ospreay lost, yeah. Right? It's probably going to be Okada versus Ospreay. Basically, what's happened is Chris Jericho has got that much say in the company, which we all know behind the scenes, Jericho is basically who Tony Khan listens to. He's gone, no, I want Ospreay in a match. Give me Ospreay. Because he knows Jericho's not stupid. He just thinks about himself. And I love Chris Jericho. I think he's great. Maybe more pro wrestlers, yeah? Should be a bit like Chris Jericho. But Tony Khan, if he was a good man, would say, no, this isn't the match, yeah? It's Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay. Let's take this classic... This has been the best feud and the best, like, series of matches since before the pandemic, okay? You've had one in Asia, yeah? You've had one in North America. Let's have it in Europe, yeah? Three continents. And all these people saying, oh, he probably didn't get permission off New Japan. Bullshit. Bullshit, yeah? Who did New Japan? AEW gave New Japan permission to have Kenny Omega, yeah? One of AEW's biggest stars, appear in a singles match and miss a Dynamite to basically save Wrestle Kingdom last year because Okada versus Jay White wasn't drawing fuck all, yeah? So basically, they've had one match in New Japan, one match on mutual ground. So clearly, AEW would have been entitled to have this match at Wembley. New Japan aren't going to say, no, you're not having Omega, right? You're not having our biggest star against Omega in his biggest match of his career. Now, problem is, well, not a problem, because it's a good problem to have. Will Ospreay is fucking amazing. he's great on the mic, as I think you're going to see on Dynamite last night. No matter what people say, he's a good promo, yeah? You've got Will Ospreay, yeah? The best, make no mistakes, the best wrestler in the world. You've got CM Punk, probably the most captivating, is that the right word? Wrestler in the world. Like, if CM Punk's on screen, you're going to listen to what he says more so than anyone else, yeah? So you've got CM Punk. You've got Will Ospreay. You've got MJF, yeah? And I'm not going to complain about the MJF Adam Cole feud. We're going to get into that in a minute. I think that's been fucking brilliantly built. But, yeah. So you've got all these wrestlers. So this card, I'm sure on Monday morning, this card is going to be great. But I just feel like they've just messed up. Just little... It's just the Tony Khan way for some reason. He just, like, plods his way. He builds up next week's TV without actually looking forward towards the pay-per-view. I mean, that's what WWE used to do. But even they've got the shit together and started building up pay-per-views properly. There's no way that Tony Khan had this card written down 6 weeks ago. He should have had this card written down 6 fucking months ago. Whenever Wembley got announced, I think it was like April, May time. It was April. This card, he should have been thinking, fuck Blood and Guts. Forbidden Door's different, yeah, because you can just book that, click your fingers, yeah. I'd say fuck Double or Nothing, but he didn't give a shit about Double or Nothing, did he? That pay-per-view was the worst pay-per-view AEW have done, yeah? He's had months to figure out what this card was going to be, and he's just fumbled it. He's fumbled the bill. Now, luckily, he's got the best wrestlers in the world that are going to bail him out. I'm actually... For me, the build-up's this Wembley, it's not the AEW that I got on board with 4 years ago. It's not the AEW that I thought was fucking brilliant 2 years ago when Punk and Bryan first signed, those couple of months, and then we had a great spell of Dynamite over the Christmas period this year. But I feel just since like February, March, since what was the pay-per-view Revolution, since then it's just been on a downhill spiral, and I think other people are going to start figuring this out in the 6 months to come. Because what's next? What's after All In and All Out? What's next? What are you saving these big singles matches for? Oh, do you know what, right? I've been podcasting, yeah? Sorry to interrupt that rant, yeah? I've been podcasting for 6 years? 5, 6 years, yeah? 5 years, right? And I just felt like I had a great show, yeah? Right? We previewed the Wembley card, yeah? Do you know what happened? My laptop ran out of memory. That just sums up my fucking build for this All-In show. The laptop ran out of memory. And I didn't notice. So basically, I went on to do another 25 minutes of the show, previewing it, yeah? I was on a roll. Gone to go and check the file. Yeah, I'd wish you all a good weekend. It had only recorded the first 17 minutes. So I'm sorry, but yeah, I'm in the process of moving the house, right? So I've done this podcast. I'm sat here moving stuff out of the house. I was meant to originally move in on Saturday, yeah? I was meant to move in on Saturday. And I basically fucked that off to go to Wembley, yeah? So I do not have time to carry on recording for much longer, but I'm going to preview the show. I can't believe that just happened. So that 25 minutes of classic audio will never be heard by anyone. Well, I went through the card and talked about it. I don't know what we've seen, what I've not seen. So yeah, hopefully you enjoyed the first 17 minutes. If I mention anything twice, it's because I don't actually know what's got deleted and what's not got deleted, and what has been deleted, sorry. So I'm going to run through the card. If we've run through any of it, I apologize, okay? So we're going to run through the card. Basically, what we'd actually summed up on the previous podcast that no one will ever hear is that the build, yeah, has been shit. It's been shit, okay? But Tony Khan has got... He's shit at building pay-per-views, but he has got the best wrestlers in the world, and this pay-per-view is going to deliver, okay? It's going to deliver. All right. Fuck's sake. I can't believe that has just happened. I'm going to go through this again. I just know it's not going to fucking be as good, right? So we've got... I'm going to give you the predictions, and I'm going to fuck off and then pretend that this whole build and this preview podcast for All In never happened, yeah? Right. Got MJF versus Adam Cole, okay? Right, I think with this, it's been fucking amazing, the build. The build for this match has been the best build on the show. Make no mistake about it. I think ideally what you wanted to happen was MJF to win, yeah? And it just go off. With confetti in the air, your biggest babyface, which is hopefully what he's going to be after this match, wins the match. The only problem that they've got is the Cole heel turn didn't happen in the build to Wembley. So it's probably going to happen. I don't really... A lot of people saying on the pre-show, but I don't think that's what they will do. I think they're probably going to turn Cole heel in the main event while it's going on and have Cole win the match. I think that's what's going on. Cole's going to win the match through help from the Kingdom and everyone. And yeah... You're going to end Wembley with Cole winning the title as a heel. So yeah, that is probably what's going to happen. I mean, how else could you do it? I mean, I alluded to on the previous podcast that you'll never hear. How do they actually manage to end this show with MJF winning the title, well, retaining the title as a babyface with confetti in the air? I don't know if there's a way of doing it. But you see, yeah, so I want MJF to retain. I think that's what should happen. But I can't see any other thing happening but Adam Cole turning heel and winning this match. It's so weird having to like go through these matches again after I've just gone through them. Young Bucks versus FTR, dream match. I think I can't see that ending being any other way, any other result, sorry, than the Young Bucks winning this match, because I think the little bitches wouldn't have agreed to do it otherwise. FTR have been pushing for this match, so I think negotiations would have been, yeah, do you know what? We'll do it, but we want to win. So I think the Young Bucks will win this match. Real World title, CM Punk versus Samoa Joe. Obviously, Punk won via roll-up in their classic series. Samoa Joe won every match. So what they could have done, really, is told that... Do you know what I mean? Well, he didn't win every match. One of them was a draw. I think two of them were a draw, actually. Two of them were a draw, and Joe won the other one. If they hadn't done the roll-up win, they could have told that tale and had Punk finally overcome Samoa Joe after all these years. But they clearly didn't know they was doing this match, and they did. Punk winning on Collision in the Owen Hart tournament. But yeah, I'm going with Punk to win this match. Jericho versus Ospreay. Yeah, this is going to be, I don't know, I think hopefully Ospreay wins, sets him up as a huge star, and he fucking signs with AEW because he's wasted in New Japan. But I think you're going to have, I'm going to go with Ospreay winning this. I don't think Jericho is going to have, Ospreay will win probably via interference, setting up whoever Jericho's facing in Chicago. Omega, Ibushi, Hangman versus Jay White, Juice and Takeshita. Fucking stupid match to put on the card, but I'm going to go with the heels winning to set up the singles matches between Omega and Takeshita, and possibly Hangman and Jay White at All Out, yeah? As I said on the previous podcast, it is annoying that on the biggest show they're ever going to do, yeah, we're basically spending the result. We're going through the biggest card they're ever going to do, and the winners of the matches are basically being dictated by setting up stuff for All Out. They're basically on All In. Yeah, they sold 80,000 tickets, and we are setting up the pay per view the next week in front of 10,000 people. So yeah, I'm going to go with the heels to set up the matches at All Out. Hook versus Jungle Boy. I think you want Hook to win this match, and two of your younger stars. Have Hook win the match, get his big moment at Wembley Stadium. I think you want, this is your WrestleMania, you want, in this big backdrop, you want as many as your baby faces to win as possible. And I think Acclaim versus House of Black, I'm so glad they added this to the show. It has really perked up my mood for it. Acclaim versus House of Black. They've tried and tried the Acclaim to win. They've fallen short. They have matches at Double or Nothing, Collision. And hopefully this is the big moment for the Acclaimed. Have them open the show, come out to the hot crowd, and have the Acclaimed win, get the pink confetti, and get their huge moment in front of Wembley Stadium. Have the Acclaimed win this one. Sting and Darby versus Fox and Swerve. I don't really know. Where are you going to have the... I suppose you're setting up... It's Darby versus Luchasaurus at All Out, so maybe you have Sting and Darby win this match, but they might go for the heels. We've got the women's four-way, as I said on the previous pay-per-view, previous podcast. I am excited for this match to start because I can go and get another pint and have a big, steamy piss in Wembley toilets. Not many people are saying this, but I think Britt Baker's going to win this match. She's always been the face of the women's division. I think Tony Khan will want her to get a win on the biggest stage AEW are ever going to do. Stadium Stampede. I'm glad they've done this match. I wouldn't have had Moxley in it. I wouldn't have had Kingston in it. I would have been having them in a singles match, as we alluded to. But this should be fun. I'm excited to see it live. I'm probably going to... I don't even know what prediction I'm going to do for this. I'll post my predictions on Twitter for the full card. So basically, yeah, I've gone through the matches. Who I think is going to win. It's fucking annoying having to do it twice. That was a great episode. I felt like I put out before. But I did a Tony Khan. I fucked it up. And yeah, that'll never see the light of day. I'm trying to save it the best that I can, a la Tony Khan. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so basically what we actually summed up was, right, the build-up has been shit for this card. I'm going to end by talking about this. The build-up's been shit, yeah? You wanted your Royal... You rolled to All In, like WWE do with Royal Rumble to WrestleMania. Everything centered to All In, but we had everything along the way. And for some reason, basically, we just threw everything together in the last few weeks. None of your really bigger single stars are facing the right opponents. But the one thing is the build's been shit, yeah? Let's not forget it. The build has been shit. And I'm probably not going to trust in Tony Khan to build up a big show again. A lot of my faith has gone in Tony Khan. However, he has the saving grace that he is the best at signing the best wrestlers on the planet. He's got Will Ospreay. He's got Kenny Omega. He's got CM Punk. These guys are all in matches, and I'm sure they're going to deliver. They're going to have great matches. That's what they do best. Have great matches. Well, Punk is promos, isn't it? But they're going to have great matches. I'm sure Monday morning, this will probably be the pay-per-view of the year. Yet the build-up was shit. We didn't get the excitement that we all wanted going into the card. But once you look at the matches, you know these guys are going to go out there and deliver the best that they can in ring. And we're probably going to have the best matches of the year on this pay-per-view. I do think the pay-per-view is going to deliver. It's just a shame that Dynamite and Collision leading into it the weeks before didn't get the excitement up. They didn't have great feuds except for MJF and Adam Cole. But fuck all that. We're going to get to see great matches. We're going to get to see our favourite wrestlers at Wembley Stadium. And hopefully we get some great moments like the Acclaimed winning the belts. CM Punk entering Wembley Stadium. We're going to get a great atmosphere for the Young Bucks versus FTR. Intrigued how the crowd react for that one. And hopefully, well, we're going to get a big turn either way in the MJF Adam Cole match. So yeah, that's going to be, all that stuff's going to be great. As I said, the build's been shit, but let's get excited. It's Wembley Stadium, 85,000 people. And yeah, that's it. I'm going to end the show. I'll be back next week to tell you all about my experience at Wembley Stadium watching AEW All In. And don't forget, we're going to preview the big show, AEW All Out. Thanks for listening, everyone. Sorry that you'll never get to see the audio that I put out, which I did think was good. But hey, I fucked up like Tony Khan. And yeah, we will see you all next week on the show. I'm your host, Daniel. Have a good one, everyone. See you later.